On this episode of Still Loading, well, I just got nothing. Hey guys, it's Josh. Sorry, it's going to be a short episode this week. Justin has been busy, very busy lately. I haven't been able to find a guest, and I didn't really have much of an idea of what to talk about today. I do have a couple ideas, but not enough time. I didn't have enough time to throw them together. Everyone I reached out to in the last 2 weeks was busy, so unfortunately I can't do too much, but I didn't want to leave you all out to dry and whatnot, so just figured I'd kind of do just a short 5-10 minute episode, if that, talk about what's gonna be happening in the next couple months, hopefully bounce some ideas off you guys for anyone who actually wants to give their opinions on it. It's the internet, though, everyone wants an opinion. So over the next couple months, it's going to be an interesting couple. I have two cons I'm going to. Justin won't be. Two cons I'm going to. I'm going to RetroCon in Oaks, PA, and I'm going to, it's just called a video game con in Parsippany, New Jersey. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So I'm excited for both. RetroCon isn't specifically games, but they're going to have some retro game stuff, and it's going to be some pretty cool vendors there, hopefully. Besides that, there's going to be tons of, like, 70s, 80s, 90s nostalgia stuff, just stuff that I can, like, just eat up. And then a video game con is a small little one-day con up in Jersey, and I'm excited for that one, too. It should be pretty cool. It seems like a jam-packed day on the one day they have open. It's, like, 10 a.m. to, like, midnight or something like that. It's a long day. It's a very long day. But it's going to be a good con. I'm really excited. Ideas that I've been bouncing around. I've been thinking of doing we were thinking of doing a GoldenEye episode. Maybe a whole James Bond episode. That would be pretty fun. We'll probably split it down just to two. Just one game per episode. Because there's enough to talk about GoldenEye alone that we could fill an entire episode, probably. I mean, if not, you'll hear a mix, maybe all the N64 ones, like GoldenEye and The World Is Not Enough, those, the two I grew up with. I don't know, there's a bunch of things. I mean, in terms of, it'll be fun for update after the cons, because I can talk about collecting and all the collection stuff that's been up there, but there's really not too much going on. Something else that's going to be coming down the pipeline, not necessarily in regards to this podcast, but we're looking to branch out the Still Loading network, or Still Loading, and turn it into a small network. There is going to be a podcast that I am starting with a buddy of mine, and the name is still to be determined, but it's going to be all about martial arts movies. We're going to be just talking, joking around, some of our favorite ones, some of our least favorite ones, just kind of enjoy it, and just, it's going to be kind of like a bad movie review podcast, which is, you know, throw a rock and you're going to hit one, but not all martial arts are bad movies are bad movies, so we're going to talk about our favorites or least favorites, ones that we are guilty pleasures, anything. So our first movie that me and my buddy Stefan are going to be talking about is Rumble in the Bronx. There is no release date for this yet. I'm hoping to have it recorded and out next week. Basically pending on Stefan's schedule, but that is a big hope, that, or not a big hope, that's exactly what we're planning on doing. Whether it actually happens or not, we'll find out. And yeah, I mean, there's really not much more else to cover. I'm trying to think if I could even just cover a small, like, 5-second game thing, but there's not much else. I mean, what have I been playing? I mean, I don't know, maybe the off weeks cover what I'm currently playing and what I'm into and what, like, kind of break it down a little bit. I'll try it right now. This is that literally spur of the moment. But I've been playing Batman Arkham Origins, not the newest one, not Arkham Knight, I think that's what it's called. I didn't buy it. But my I got the big collector's edition, you know, what, when it came out 3 years ago, 2 years ago? Never really got around to playing it. Hence, you know, collectors and the collector mentality. You buy something like, I'll play this eventually. And later you have 500 games, you're not going to get around to it. But I'm finally sitting down and playing it, and I'm really enjoying it. First I was really just kind of like, I don't feel like playing a Batman game. But this has been, it's been pretty good. My biggest criticism, in all honesty, is that it's a little... Storyline, while it's pretty interesting, it's not well paced and it's not well told. Like, you don't really get what's happening. Like, you really have to kind of think back and like read synopses of it, because you're like, oh, okay, I get it, but it wasn't really like everything happens so fast. Maybe I just haven't played Arkham Asylum, Arkham City in a long time. Maybe the stories are told the same way, but I always remember them being a lot more compelling than this one. But the gameplay is still fun. Still struggling with Enigma's data packs. Those are his extortion datas. That's difficult to get. But overall, I'm really digging it so far. I really think Troy Baker did a great job taking up Mark Hamill's reins as the Joker. I can't remember the voice actor who does Batman in this. I know it's not Kevin Conroy again, but he's doing a good job too. All the voice acting in this game is really well done. I'm very pleasantly surprised by Troy Baker's Joker. Because I know Mark Hamill, I don't know where I heard this from. This could be hearsay, but I heard that he's only willing to do another thing as a Joker if it's the Killing Joke. And apparently that's going to happen at some point. So we'll see. That would be awesome. I know that's probably going to be more of a either a animated thing or a movie. It's not going to be a game, but still, it looks like it's going to be awesome. Besides that, I plan on correcting one of my biggest gaming sins, trying out Metal Gear Solid. My buddy is getting it in the mail. I already have it for the PS1. He's going to get it for like an HD remake type of thing of it, I think, or just not on the original PS1, a different platform. But we're going to try to do a household game through, whatever the hell. We're just going to play straight through it, and it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to trying it out. I own it, like I said. I own way too many games that I've never tried to get a list of things. Like, another game that's on my list to play is Ni No Kuni. But, alright, I guess, like I said, it's going to be a short 5-minute episode. I'm hoping that maybe we'll have something more substantial. I'm hoping, even though this is the second week, I might just switch it up and try to get a big episode next week instead of an off week. Because this one's kind of a letdown. So we'll see what I can... I'll see what I can do. If you have any complaints, questions, that kind of thing, or suggestions, preferably suggestions, on topics to cover, I've gotten a couple from good ideas from friends. I just haven't had the right people that I want to interview on it with. So, yeah, that's about it, guys. Sorry it's a really, really short kind of episode, but just want to let you know I am still alive. The podcast is still going on. We just got to get some guests and get Justin needs to stop being busy. So until next week, peace.